J.J. Cale is best known for writing early 70s hits for himself and Eric Clapton, such as After Midnight and Cocaine. Cale's vocal and guitar style are characterized by a leisurely and laid-back tone. To Tulsa and Back is Cale's first studio album since 1966. Rock critic Ken Tucker thinks another artist, Canadian-American Ray Bonneville, could be Cale's slightly younger counterpart, and that his new album, Roll It Down, is a worthy complement to the tradition Cale has established.
My gal don't like them red, red roses. She don't like perfume. Now my gal ain't got no fancy notions. She just likes to make love all night and sleep all afternoon.
The question with a performer like J.J. Cale is simple. Why? Why keep making music when you're probably past your prime? Why keep working changes on a style that half the pop music audience knows in its sleep, and the other half wouldn't know if you threatened to put them to sleep? Why, in short, should we listen to J.J. Cale in 2004? Well, because of songs like this.
One step forward and two steps back, then canyon breaks upon my back. False man told me you ain't getting paid till the house is built and the bricks are laid. It's made out of wood, made out of stone. I'm a builder that made it. That's the way it is, let me tell you, Jack. It's one step forward and two steps back. Working man, he got a road.
For a guy who spent a lot of time talking about the pleasures of not doing much, Cale sounds freshly engaged in To Tulsa and Back. That song, One Step, finds a narrator talking about his regrets at finding himself in the position of having to do a lot of manual labor for an employer he resents. Resentment is a fresh theme in Cale's music, but he's careful not to make it sound like pity. He takes it a step further in The Problem.
Have you heard the news that's gone round you? The man in charge has got to go, 'cause he dances round the problem, boy, and the problem is the man in charge, you know. Now the young
J.J. Cale uses the phrase "the man" the way they used to in the late 60s as a figure of corrupt authority. But he does so in the midst of a shuffling, easygoing rhythm that allows one guitar riff to snake through the song and stiffen like a spine. You can hear Cale's influence on the playing of Ray Bonneville in a song like this, Stand Real Still.
Woman got no sleep last night. A line of storms came through. Baby woke up crying. Took a while to sue. Elbows on the table's edge. Tired to the bone. She heard a song in her head. It just seemed to come along if you stand real still. If you stand real still. If you stand real still, you can hear a heartbeat.
A dual citizen of Canada and the U.S., Bonneville is a bigger deal up north. His new album, Roll It Down, won Canada's Grammy, the Juno Award, in the past year. Bonneville has a lot of Delta blues, New Orleans funk, and a Bob Dylan rasp.
Out of a dream, head is slow. The ringing of the telephone. I just say your name was now. Don't I know you somehow? Since I don't
Both J.J. Cale and Ray Bonneville are best at making romantic yearning and regret deceptive. The music comes across initially as laid back and slowly reveals the fervor of men struggling for emotional control. Like the terse, cut-off characters in hard-boiled fiction, they tip their hands whenever they pluck a guitar string.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed To Tulsa and Back by J.J. Cale and Roll It Down by Ray Bonneville, which will be released here later this month. I'm Terry Gross.